This is MSO News Sports, and we are here with James Runner, head football coach at Lynn Tech. And, Coach, welcome. Thanks for coming back with us.
How you doing, boss? Good to see you again, Bill. I hope the family's doing well, and I hope everything's been going the way you want it to, boss.
Yeah. Well, we'll be over on Thanksgiving to your place. Yeah, no. But, Coach, coming off a win, you guys 4-1 right now, looking pretty good. Or 3-1 rather,
yes,
right
yes,
now.
Sir.
3-1 right now. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Excited. You know, like I always do. Shout out to Boston English for being a good opponent. 2 years ago, they had us up 25-0 at halftime, and you know, I made sure our kids worked extremely hard last week, preparing for this game, not going into the game taking anything lightly from Boston English. They had a tough game versus Hull the week previous to us, and we kind of used this game as a measuring stick for us. You know, they gave Hull a good run for their money. They weren't able to win the game, but they gave them a good competitive competition, and we wanted to do the exact same thing. We wanted to get right into Boston English, and we wanted to hit them hard and hit them fast and just get out of there healthy with no one being hurt and injured. So that was the biggest game plan.
You know, you mentioned a key word I think a lot of fans kind of think about this year, time of year, is measuring. So they're trying to measure teams against scores and, you know, common opponents and all of that. But big picture-wise, how would you measure this Lynn Tech team of yours right now as it looks, you know, as you're, you know, working on league action coming up and all that?
Well, we as a staff, we decided that we wanted to play some tougher games in the beginning of the season. We had talked about that before. And my athletic director kind of challenged me a little bit to see if we could take on some teams that we've never played before and measure where we stand into the conference. We're going into the conference. And I told my coaches the first four games would be a big test for us to see where we stand. And, you know, we didn't do that bad. You know, out of four, we got three. But now it's really time to put ourselves up against the competition. You know, our conference is one of the tougher conferences around. You know, the Commonwealth doesn't get the respect that it deserves, but I feel like we have some tough groups in our division and in our conference with Manchester, Neshoba, Kip Academy, Lowell Catholic, and Whittier. So to be where we are right now after the first four games, I'm excited. But at the same time, now it's really time for our season to start because Manchester is a big opponent. You know, we have not defeated them at their house before. So we're looking forward to the opportunity to compete in Manchester. And again, measure where we stand. You know, they lost a tough one to Neshoba last week where they went back and forth with each other as competitive teams. But that just shows you the CAC and how it works. There's not one team that's just really, really good and everybody else is bad. I think every team in our conference is really good, coached up really well, and looking forward to a tough competition.
How do you see the matchups with Manchester Essex this week as far as a scouting report for each team?
I think we match up pretty well with Manchester. In the past, I've always felt that, you know, we haven't had the tools in the toolbox to play against Manchester as far as their skill players, and they've always had a great quarterback. But I feel like, you know, this year we work really, really hard in the offseason. We got some kids where they need to be, and, you know, I think our coordinators will put our kids in the right positions to be successful in the game on Friday. But at the end of the day, you know, it's going to come down to who doesn't turn the ball over that much and who puts as many points as they can up on the scoreboard. And we're hoping that it can be us, you know.
Finally, Coach, maybe you could share with us a player note or two or several of players that contributed last week or their roles or how they are evolving throughout the season.
I mean, a couple players. Joshua Lewis has been an amazing offense and defensive lineman for us. I think he had maybe five TFLs last week. Also, Angel Figueroa, he's been playing really, really good ball for us at tight end and defensive end. And I want to give a big shout out to the fullback, Mario Giordano. You know, we made some twists and some changes. He's a senior this year. He played offensive line for us, and he's done a really good job stepping up and making blocks for us like we need and stepping up on the linebacker position. And I would probably say, you know, the young kid, Jadiel Ortega, he's been a really, really big addition to our football program. He didn't play last week because we made choices as a coaching staff, but he'll be able to get back on the field this week, you know. And I'd say the last person would probably be Darian Phipps. Darion recorded more tackles in last week's game than anybody else. He had two turnovers. I mean, he had two tackles for a loss. He had well over 10 tackles in the game. And he's making a really good junior campaign as a linebacker. Proud of him.
Good stuff. Coach, thank you. Good luck Friday night.
Thank you very much, Bill. You have a good one, sir.
Yep. James Runner, head football coach at Lynn Tech, here with us on MSO, newsports.com.